A Jewish Journal article, Surprises from the Heart in the Braid's Latest Production. The Braid's latest production, What a Surprise, showcases how Jewish values are there for life's most shocking curveballs. This is true, whether it's the secret behind a family latke recipe, a life-changing childhood friendship, or what happens when a teenage girl goes on vacation with her grandmother. Curated and presented by the Braid's next emerging artist fellows, What a Surprise is a collection of mostly true stories that take the audience on a theatrical journey into the Jewish soul. What a Surprise reflects the impact of life's big and small unexpected moments, Daphna Schull, Next Emerging Artists coordinator, told the Journal. Not only do surprises happen to us, but they happen within us. Next is a 9-month paid fellowship for young Jewish creators. The 2022-2023 Next Literary Fellows are Casey Adler, Dylan Cohen, and Shira Gorilik. The directing fellows are Jordan Herskowitz, Genevieve Fowler, and Stacey Weingarten. Together, they sifted through countless submissions, and then directed a group of professional actors to bring the stories to life. We have an incredible group of emerging artists this year who have provided their talent, creativity, curiosity, and thoughtfulness in creating What a Surprise, Schull said. They truly have put their mark on the program. Herskowitz, a comedy writer, director, and educator, said the experience has been amazing. These types of artistic opportunities are rare, Herskowitz told the Journal. I am grateful to the Braid for recognizing the importance of collaboration and fostering a safe and fun environment to explore this work together. When asked what they looked for in submissions, Gorilik said they each approached them with a unique sense of taste and perspective. I'm personally attracted to stories that feel like someone is being vulnerable with you, like they're telling you a secret, Gorilik told the Journal. The Braid taught us how to prioritize an emotional turn in a story, and I think we were collectively looking for a sense of reveal or transformation, surprises that penetrate the surface level of shock. When going through submissions, actor, writer, educator, and theater producer Casey Adler said he looked for a story that moved him emotionally, whether it was through humor or tragedy. Any piece of literature, and art altogether, is judged by our own subjective interests, he said. I searched for an ending that surprised myself through some kind of transformation, no matter how small. Adler said he loves the story of I'm Not a Doctor, by Izzy Sallant. It's a hilarious coming-of-age story that anyone who has had any hormones running through their body can relate to, he said. Its surprise is that sometimes your desires don't always match up with the reality of a situation. Emmy-winning director, writer, producer, and puppet artist Stacey Weingarten said that stories with twists have long been a favorite, especially when taken from real life. Weingarten is directing Black Jewish comedian Joshua Silverstein, who is sharing his story of the latkes. There are a few surprises in the piece, Weingarten told the Journal. Perhaps my favorite is that the traditional Jewish recipes his seemingly not warm grandma made for him were actually altered to be something he could enjoy alongside the rest of the family despite his dietary restrictions. Silverstein realized that his grandmother loved him more than he ever knew while she was alive. Posthumous realizations about family can take all shapes and sizes, but I'm a sucker for a bittersweet reveal like the one in this piece, she said. Cohen, another fellow, wrote, with Debbie, It's Forever, a short story about family responsibility, love versus obligation, and defying expectations. With the Braid, I was grateful to gain the tools and opportunity to take a story that originally only mattered to my family and see it shared with others in a meaningful way through the stage, Cohen told the Journal. Cohen believes the audience will laugh in parts and be moved in others. His main hope is that people walk away from What a Surprise with an appreciation of how vulnerable and relatable the stories are. The main thing I've learned, or at least solidified from this experience, is that everyone has a story worth sharing, Cohen said. The only thing stopping a story from meaning something is a refusal to tell it. He added, whether at the -braid.org submission section or your own dinner table, share your stories and let them matter. What a Surprise will be performed in person in California and live on Zoom May 7th to June 11th. For details and tickets, go to the -braid.org/surprise. Joshua's grandma's latke recipe, as best as he remembers it. Like many family recipes that get passed down, Joshua Silverstein doesn't know any of the exact measurements, just the ingredients. So use your best judgment as to the quantities. Ingredients: potatoes, onions, eggs, salt, pepper, rosemary, thyme, olive oil. Directions: shred the raw potatoes and combine with the other ingredients into a blender. Blend until a consistent mash. Then shape into potato pancakes and fry in olive oil in a cast iron skillet until golden brown on each side.